you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Daily Pop. I'm Carissa. This is Morgan. This is Aaron. And it is Friday, and we are ready to have some fun. First up, Bachelor pilot Pete still lives at home. Could you date a guy who still lives with his parents? Victoria Beckham struggles with her looks. What do you think when you look into the mirror? We'll discuss. And we're counting down to the Golden Globes. We've got fashion predictions for you. And the youngest nominee is live in our studio today. Plus, if you want to find love in the new year, don't worry about it. We're going to show you how to level up your dating profile online, okay? Mm. All right, but first let's begin with Bachelor Peter. So the guy's still living at home. He's 28 years old, has a stable job, you know, he's a pilot, and is a reality star. But Peter hasn't packed his bags and is still living with mom and dad. So why? Well, his mother explained on the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast. Listen.
People forget, I'm Cuban. In all time, old Cuba, the kids would be at home and they would get, you know, in their 20s, they would get married and then they would still live at home. They would have children and the grandparents, it was one big happy family, everybody living at home. Let's say for Peter, he works 4 days a week. Then he has 4 days off and he goes with his friends away, you know, like they take a little mini vacation. So is that really smart to be paying, you know, a lot of money monthly until you can buy a house?
I didn't answer it first. Mom just turned me.
I know.
Same.
Makes so much sense. Why would you spend money, wasting money on rent that you literally just throw that money away when you're traveling all the time? You're not ever there. Your parents have a place for you. You go on weekends with your friends. Like, I feel like he's got the best setup.
And not
saving
only,
money.
Yeah, not only that, he's now doing two seasons of The Bachelor, Bachelorette back to back, which means like he wasn't living at their place.
Well, it's only 6 weeks.
Year.
Carissa knows the timeline. She checked me real quick this morning. She's like, I was like, he's been filming for a year. She's like, it's 6 weeks.
Okay, I actually don't know if it's exactly 6 weeks. I just know that it's not a whole year. It's just a short filming time. So, but you do have a lot of PR and you have a lot of promotions he has to do, and he has a lot of events he has to show up at.
And all the podcasts. There's always like 19 podcasts he has to do.
No, I think they're, you know, every situation is different. I remember after college, I moved back home and I hated doing that because it made sense. I got my first full-time job in my hometown and I didn't know how long it was going to go. And it started literally I graduated on a Friday or Saturday and I started on Monday. So I just was like, well, I'll just move home and I'll save money. I wasn't making any money anyways. And so I was like, I'll just stay home, save some money. And I remember, like, 3 months and my parents are cool, they're nice and all, love y'all, but I was like, I need out. Like,
need
this
out
is not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be like, it's just hard when you're still single and you're dating.
You want to do your own thing, especially when you've been an adult at college for so long and then you have to go back and you're like having breakfast with both parents. Oof.
No, yeah, I did that. I was living out of California for a couple years and then I moved back and lived with my parents for 6 months in like my mid-20s. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, that's about all the time that I can do here. I'm moving far away, only like 20 minutes. But for him, he's really close with his parents and his brothers.
Right.
She even said that they're all like best friends. when he was on that After Rose special or whatever, and they were talking about the four times in the windmill, his parents were practically standing up, giving him a standing ovation, like
right,
applauding him. They were so
cool
proud. So aww. I don't think it's ever awkward for him to bring a girl home and say, hey, well, you know, she's going to be shacking up with us, too.
Also, don't you think it's different if a girl lives with her parents later than a man? Is that horrible? It's different. It's different.
It's all circumstantial. Like, for his instance,
for him, he gets a pass. Like, I had a different opinion this morning. I admit it, and I am taking it back. Yeah. You can live wherever you want, Pilot Pete.
See, I think that could you guys date someone that still lives with their parents?
Oh, absolutely not. No, that's a different story. No. If I'm dating Pilot Pete, yeah, because he's a pilot and I get that it doesn't make sense. But, like, I remember when I was starting to date my husband and he was living at home and it was a big house. He lived with his father and his sister was there barely. She was living with her boyfriend. So there was plenty of room. There was plenty of privacy. And I still was like, are you getting an apartment? Like, we're not going to, I don't want to walk downstairs and potentially run into somebody with mascara on my chin from the night before.
Right, it's really rough.
So, no, I'm past the point in my life where I'm dating somebody where they're living with their family. Unless, like, nope.
No.
I was going to be humble. Nope. Lie.
For him, I think he will soon, after he makes his decision on whoever he's with, I think that he's going to move out and they're going to probably live together.
Yeah, and he's going to pick someone. Don't you think he's going to pick somebody? He's going to pick somebody. He's going to propose and they're going to actually work out.
You think?
For whatever reason, my psychic intuition is telling me he's going to have his happily ever after.
I don't know, though. Chris Harrison in this same interview was saying, like, how crazy this season is all the way to the end. It's like wild and shocking and tumultuous.
He has to say that. He's
tumultuous,
the host.
I don't associate that word with Pete. He seems so calm and
with the pilot theme, I feel like. It's like, it's going to be a tumultuous ride.
It's going to be bumpy.
It's going to be bumpy.
Fasten your seatbelts. Oh, they should play into that. The girls should wear little outfits.
Oh, they probably will.
There are a couple
will.
Flight attendants sure? on this season.
Oh.
Yeah. So Chris actually did. He was talking about how with the Hollywood Reporter, they asked, like, why they think that more bachelorettes have a higher relationship success than the bachelors, which is kind of interesting. So his answer to this was that he thinks women have a better grasp of what they're looking for when they come on the show.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Chris also adds, women probably have a higher emotional intelligence of explaining and communicating and dealing with their feelings. That is 100% true.
Yeah.
We had the little research team go to work this morning.
Shocking.
And here's
newsflash.
Here's the stats, okay? 40% of the bachelorette couples are still together. 40%. 17% only from The Bachelor. Now, also, you remember that first impression rose? They give it on the very first night. It's like who they really got wooed by that very first night. Well, The Bachelor, the people who made it to on The Bachelor, the number of times the first impression rose, girl made it actually to the final two, was only 31%. For girls, they get it right, like, from the beginning. 73%
of
the guys who get a first impression rose go to the final two.
We
except
know
for
who.
Hannah with Luke P.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
By the music and the good looks.
My God.
We all are a sucker for a guitar sometimes.
Yeah, it's so true. God.
But yeah, why do you think women are so much better at this?
Like he said, we're emotionally intelligent. Mm-hmm. We make vision boards. We've been putting down the dream guy with
some of us do. I'm kidding. We make vision boards. We do. We make them.
We manifest these things.
We do.
We know what we want, or we at least know what we don't want because we've had some experience to vet these people.
That's 100% true, right? Like, I think when a woman is in a certain place in her life, if she's looking for fun, she knows the kind of guy to have fun with. If she's looking for something serious, she knows the guy that she wants to be serious with. So I feel like women just, again, are just smarter overall in every way.
Yeah.
And then this just happens to be one of the categories that we're also smarter in.
And just quite the superior species.
We really are, if I do say so myself.
All the men watching the show are like, vomit.
Sorry.
So I think, too, it's just, you know, men are eye creatures, right? They, like, look at with their eyes first, and they think about that. And then they're like, well, hopefully it'll work out, too, right?
It's right.
Like, she's so hot, I want to
do stuff with her.
Hang out with her. And hopefully she'll turn out to have a good heart. You know?
Yeah,
it's
great
like
brain.
Fingers crossed.
Right, and if she doesn't, then they're very quick to say goodbye.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Whereas we, if it's the flipped reverse, we're willing to like hang out more.
Sure, and like
and if you're on a show
where
you're like trying to pick your husband, you will actually pass up sometimes the hot, well, you may not pass him up, but you may not give him the first impression, but you may keep him around for a little bit, the hotter guy who you think is an idiot.
Right.
Because you're just like, he's so hot, I'll make out with him a couple times, but I'm not gonna really keep him, you know?
Totally.
But guys, you know, sometimes they gotta make out a few times before they really know.
Yeah. I feel like they don't know until like they're in it. They're like, oh, this actually isn't what I want. Yeah. And now it's too late and now I'm gonna break your heart.
Yeah. That's usually what happens.
Sorry about times. It.
Okay. Victoria Beckham says she only started feeling beautiful in her 40s. So she's on the cover of the February issue of Harper's Bazaar UK out now. She told them, do I think of myself as beautiful? No, absolutely not. But I make the best of what I have. I see my imperfections and flaws and I smile. It's who I am and I'm not going to try to change that. She says it's taken her till she was 45 years old to realize that she's all right.
Wow. It's true. It's a struggle every day to feel confident and feel beautiful. And I don't know anybody. I feel like every single girl I know, whether you give somebody a compliment, the first thing they say is, oh, no, but this is why. Or there, this is wrong. Right. Or, oh, today I'm this. Or,
oh, you should see me. Yeah. You should have saw me this morning.
Yeah. Or like, oh, yeah. It's never like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Like, I don't know, for whatever reason, like, I never really can take. Or I'm like, oh, they think that I look good right now because, like, somebody just glued 50 lashes on me. Or if somebody's like, oh, you look pretty without makeup on. I'm like, you're just saying that to me. Like, you know what I mean? It's very hard, I think, to really truly believe inside that you are beautiful. Like, I know objectively I'm an attractive person, but do I feel that way? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, no. Yes, when do and no.
When it's do you not, feel most beautiful?
I'm like a racehorse. So, like, I have to be very well balanced. Like, I have to be properly fed, properly hydrated, mm-hmm. properly worked out, properly all of the things in order to feel as good as possible.
Yeah.
If I'm going on 3 days of, like, lack of water or not working out or, like, makeup, I just don't feel my best.
Absolutely. Even when I'm not wearing makeup or I'm not wearing fancy clothes or whatever, if I am good internally, then I feel the most beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I feel confident. I could take on anything.
Totally.
And then even when I'm like sitting here with all these great clothes and whatever, but I haven't been properly nourishing myself mm-hmm. or I haven't been getting the sleep or anything, I'm just like,
so
I'm
worst.
So ugly right now.
This is the worst when you're not sleeping and you have to get a full face of makeup on. That Ugh. Is when your face is just running down your cheeks like egg yolk.
Oh, yeah, that's mom life every day.
Yeah, no, it's
just, awesome.
but I do think as you get older, your confidence comes into play more.
I do think so too. I think a lot of times we're young and we're insecure about what makes us different, you know, and what makes us... We are so envious of our friends when you're young. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I wish I had her lips. Or I mm-hmm. wish I had her eyes. And her hair is so pretty. And we still do that when you're older. But I think you just get to the point where you finally hits like, it is what it is. These are my eyes. These are my lips.
Totally.
This is my hair. And I can either make myself go crazy about it and beat myself up over it, or I can start looking at myself and finding the things that I do love about myself, which is so much harder. And I think like that's where I would start, because I'm really bad about this and you guys all know that, but I like, okay, well, what's something I do like about myself? And let's just focus on that first, you know, until the rest grows.
Because you and I don't know about you, I'm very hard on myself.
Yeah.
With everything. I think you're a little bit...
I try to give myself grace.
Yeah, you know, you're nice to yourself. I'm not. I'm
like, that what? Self-love is important.
It
and
is.
And taking the time to, like, be grateful for a lot of the things in your life really help you just appreciate yourself in your life.
Yeah. You're right. Gratefulness goes such a long ways. Because if you do wake up, and we talked about that, yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, you wake up and you say, like, grateful for being healthy, being able to do all the things you want to do, being able to have a job or whatever is, and you start to think about that, then sometimes that superficial shit just becomes shit.
I am grateful every day, at least 1 minute a day. I always do, like, I'm like, okay, parents are healthy, I have friends. I do have a grateful moment, but I don't know if it pertains, but I don't know if that makes, it just makes me feel good about them, but I don't think it reflects back to how I feel about
yourself.
Yeah. I think if you try and do a grateful list, like I do this where I'll write, like 13 is my lucky number, I'll write 13 things I'm grateful for in my life, and I just start the day that way, and it just sets the momentum and the pace for how my day and my week will go.
Did we make your list today?
You did make my list. I'm grateful for great people that I get to work with. But also with Victoria Beckham, in the same breath of her talking about how she feels all right and beautiful or whatever, she was talking about how she looks at her family and she has a loving husband and she has these great kids she's so proud of, and they
stunning
all
children.
Eat dinner together.
Stunning husband.
Stunning husband and children.
And all of those things make her feel content with her life. And so I think that really matters if you have a posture of gratitude every day.
Yeah, that's well said.
All right, up next, you guys, the wild new reality show where everything could be a lie. We'll discuss next.
Still don't understand it. I have to explain it to me.
Get it for whatever reason.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On social media, you can be anyone and say anything. So who would you be if $100,000 was on the line? Welcome to The Circle.
What's up, Circle?
A new social experiment where players don't meet face-to-face.
What?
They only communicate through The Circle.
In The Circle, I'll be playing my girlfriend, Rebecca.
The biggest risk that anyone can take is to be yourself.
I hope you all you say you are, because I'm not.
All right, that's a look at Netflix's new reality show called The Circle. So the contestants all live in the same apartment building, but they're completely isolated from one another. So the only way they can communicate is through a social media app called The Circle. So they'll vote on each other based on likability only, because since the contestants don't meet face-to-face, they are able to actually choose if they want to be themselves in this game, or they just can be a completely new persona that they think will be more likable. So, you guys, let's say you're going on the game, you're a contestant, what would you do? Be yourself or a made-up, heightened version of someone else?
I understood the premise, and now you've confused me.
I'm sorry.
I got it. I was the only one, for the record, that understood it this morning. I even explained it.
Here's what it is.
You can go...
They're all in a room.
They're all an individual. I'm going to explain to you. You tell me if I'm right.
All right. Sounds good.
They are all in individual rooms. They are only communicating via message through, like, an Alexa-type machine.
Yes.
Nobody knows their voices aren't heard. And everybody gets a photo of everybody. But that might not be their actual photo.
Yeah, they all have a
profile. A guy goes on named Larry, he could be his girlfriend Jacqueline.
Yep, exactly.
Who comes up with this?
Dude, like, this is going to be the trend. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be so many reality shows coming out about social media or social experiments like this. I mean, like the dancing while dating that's coming out. This one, I just know that this is going to be
the new trend of reality.
Taking a bunch of people, trying to take something that's current right now and doing some sort of experiment to see how people react.
Catfishing is a real thing. Yes. So is breadcrumbing. So anyway,
what would you do, though? Would you be Morgan Stewart or would you be... Fiona Apple.
The goal.
What?
That was so
definitely going to be Erin Lynn.
The goal is to be the most likable.
Yeah.
I would be someone else.
You don't think you're likable?
Oh, I know. It's so weird. I don't know how I am so likable. I have no clue. But I would still probably be myself as my current self, like with having been on television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything so about
people
you
might already
have an opinion about you, which is dangerous.
Yeah, which I would probably not win. So I'm planning to win. I'm taking your motto, Carissa, so I would probably be someone else.
I would definitely be myself. I'm not as famous as you. They don't really know me or care.
You're happy.
I think
be
I'm
happy
right
about that.
Is the likable part. Be me.
You'd win. You so would win. You're so likable and mellow and centered, and I'm like nuts.
Yeah. True.
You?
But your nutsness may keep people entertained.
That's likable. Everyone
loves
you.
How is this all about
you?
My psychology now?
I think I would be myself because I'm not very good at... Because I get so forgetful. I would forget what lies I started. And I would mess up. And I'd probably get myself caught and I'd screw it all up.
You're not giving yourself enough credit. You're good. You are not a good liar. You're just sharp and you wouldn't remember.
I don't know. I just would... I'd feel like I'd get caught up. I maybe be a little heightened, more heightened version, like a nicer version of myself.
Right.
I would probably save some of the shady parts of me for later in the game necessary.
And by the way, they wouldn't even air because they hit people later.
You know? Yeah, that's true, right?
It's like a missile that flies by. You're like, wait, where is it now?
She turned out to be shady.
I'm pretty good at texting, though.
You are a good texter.
So...
It's good that you don't have to type the text. Since I broke my finger, I've been sending voice notes. It's been much more clear. People are understanding me now.
They would know when you're...
Okay, let's say you're playing the game. Feel like you have a good relationship with somebody. You're down to the end, and then you find out that they've lied. They've catfished you. They've completely pretended to be somebody else. Would you want to immediately block them or send them off the game or however it works? Or would you be like, okay, good strategy?
It depends if I got emotionally involved.
Oh, wait, are we dating these people?
Yeah, because you can start romantic relationships. Is that right?
It could happen.
Yeah, sure.
So why not?
Yeah.
Social experiment.
I would probably block them, because if they bamboozled me, then that means they're really good at this game, and I want to win the game, so I'd block them.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, have you seen some of the clips of these people? It's fabulous.
I know.
The one guy.
The one guy.
That one?
What's his name? God, I can't remember his name. I saw it yesterday. It was funny. Oh, not him.
All right. We're reading some of your guys' thoughts on our story so far. So Julie says she gets where Pilot Pete is coming from. She says, when I was old enough to understand what it meant, my parents made it clear I was living with them till I got married. I had no choice.
Wow. That's also, yeah, I think it's different when you're a young lady versus a guy.
And also when you're a pilot who's never there.
In exception to Pilot Pete. They're trying to turn me on Pilot Pete. He can sleep wherever he wants. He's such a cutie.
And on whether you get comfortable as you age, get more comfortable as you age, Noreen says, I turned 30 last October. Of course, there are minor things I want physically, but I'm more comfortable in my skin than I was when I was younger.
I agree. I was more comfortable when I was not so in the spotlight and when I was younger than I am now.
Yeah.
I thought I was way prettier then and I was way uglier. So it's just a mess. It's a mess.
It happens. And Esther says, I'm more comfortable in the sense that I don't care what people think of me and my lifestyle. I'm less comfortable with my body, especially after having two kids.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Relatable.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, a couple was out for a hike when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry offered to help them take a photo. This is a true story. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
I don't know.
How did they get to Canada without us knowing?
I don't know where they are.
All right, picture this. You and your man trying to take a picture with a selfie stick. You're kind of struggling while you're on a hike. So a woman offers to take your photo. And that woman happens to be the Duchess, Meghan Markle. That's exactly what happened to this couple on a hike in Canada. There they are, looking super cute. It was Prince Harry. It was Meghan's friend Abigail and Meghan Markle herself. What would you do if this happened to you?
I don't know. How are they in Canada and we didn't know that?
Seriously. And just on a casual hike.
On a casual hike, which I'm so happy for them because I know that they really needed the time off, so they're having a great time. I don't know. I feel like it'd just be one of those moments where you have to like wipe your eyes and be like, what's going on?
But also Meghan volunteered to take the photo of them. She saw them struggling and then she's like, here, do you want me to take a photo? And then she's like, wait,
which just
you're
goes,
Meghan
right.
Markle.
But just goes to show like she's still a normal person. She just happened to marry somebody who is from royal life. They're on a normal hike, which is lovely for them. Like, I would probably just be a little stunned and say thank you so much and have a great story to tell for the rest of my life.
I would get a selfie with them. Like, by the way,
I don't think you can ask, though.
Look at them right here. They're taking selfies with all those fans.
Yeah, but you can pretend to not know the protocol.
They were on a private hike. I don't know. I mean, they've clearly done such a good job of trying to keep their surroundings private. Like, I don't know.
It would be different if she was like, bundled up in a hat, they were trying to be incognito, and they didn't volunteer to take the photo, but she was like, hey, do you want help taking the photo, which is really cool. And then also Harry was like saying, oh, Meghan, don't mess it up or whatever. They're so chill. I'd be like, by the way, do you think we get this group selfie really quick?
I would be hard not to ask. It would be hard. It would just come out. Like,
even if they say no.
Can I get a picture with you? I mean, the husband can go, wait, you guys want to come in my picture?
They definitely didn't ask for one because we don't have one.
Yeah, they didn't ask for it because the girl was so stunned and literally didn't know what to do.
And
like,
I think
probably all of us.
In that moment, you guys think that you'd ask, you probably wouldn't. You'd be like a little uncomfortable and be like, this is so inner circle. This is such a rare moment. I'm going to leave you guys, like, let you guys have your privacy and like, let me have this
memory. That is true. My big crush is David Beckham, and I was on an elevator with him once, and I thought one day, whenever I would be on an elevator with him, I would say something to him, and I said nothing.
Yeah, you just keep it going.
I froze completely, and he like opened the door, was like, would you like to go? I'm like,
yeah.
And I like just walked out. It was so awkward, as always.
You should just go to spin class. He's always on a bike.
I was behind him on a bike.
He's always on that spin
it
bike.
Was you've been right behind after him on that.
I've been with him in a class, and I'm always like, on rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing
I would
it.
Not want to be in front
Davis's
of him.
Class.
Are you kidding? He's always in front anyway.
And I'm like, okay, moving on. Lindsay Lohan says she was not flirting with Liam Hemsworth when she posted a prayer emoji on some of his Instagram pictures. So listen to her explanation. She said on CNN's New Year's Eve show.
I think that comes from me being in Australia doing another season of The Masked Singer, which we're doing. And then also because he surfs a lot and I work with the WOW Foundation for Waves of Wellness in Australia. So that's a very important thing for us. And so I'm working with them a lot.
Andy Cohen!
Andy Cohen!
I love Andy Cohen. The way he just makes fun of you without even having to do anything, I can't wait till I get there one day.
Yes.
Where I just stare at people and I'm like, you're so nuts, but I'm just going to nod my head and go on with whatever the F you're saying right now.
Oh my God, exactly. He's literally looking at her like, this is the most
but he also loves it. He's
loves
like, Like, it's so,
because he knows that she, okay, first of all, do you believe this? Let's just, I guess, like, cover that first. Do you believe her that she wasn't trying to get his attention? She was just
a fan
of the water environment thing, whatever it was she's talking about?
I think that answer's a little left. We went a little left on that answer. But I don't think she's trying to flirt with him. I think she also thinks of herself as, like, I'm a famous person, you're a famous person, and I'm commenting on your photo. Like, she's not trying to throw a thirst trap. Like,
are you sure she's not crumbing?
She's not
crumbing.
No. Kind
of crumbing.
By the way, the crumbing, I had to Google it because I'm going through it personally right now. Crumbing is when somebody sends you consistent or intermittent.
Intermittent.
Text. I can't say that word.
It could be DMs
text,
too.
Or DM. I know. They're all of them, Aaron. But they can send that, and it's a lot of, it's consistent non-committal communication with the end goal of being sexual, like pursuing you sexually.
Okay.
So that's not, that's just like a notice me for a second. That's not a crumb because it needs to be consistently happening for it to be breadcrumbing. Yep.
Okay.
That's why I'm not answering anymore.
So I honestly agree, though. Coming. I don't think she was, I think it was one of those like, he looks hot and so I'm going to post this. If he happens to notice me, cool, but that's not my end game here.
I kind of believe her when she says that she's talking about the Waves of Wellness org and, like, they're both a part of it and he's a surfer and surfers are involved, so therefore she commented on the surfing pics.
And did the prayer emojis, like, pretty, thank you.
I know, in a prayer emoji, it's not, I mean, although she did the consistent commenting, she didn't do, like, kissy face or heart or whatever.
Yeah, she knows he's not, that's not a place. No.
So funny, though, but you're right, Andy Cohen won that interview.
Andy Cohen, you're our favorite person. Please come read all of us.
Yes. Coming up, are you having trouble finding love? Well, our dating expert is here to break down everything you may be doing wrong. You don't want to miss this. We have all the tips when we come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, if you're single the new year and you're looking for love, you may need a dating app profile makeover. We have certified dating coach Damona Hoffman here. Welcome. She's going to tell us what we're doing wrong and what we should be doing instead to get more potential partners to swipe right. Ooh. So we are so excited to also have our Daily Pop associate producer, Tessa. Now, Tessa is looking to get back into the dating scene after being in a long-term relationship, and we are so excited for her. We're going to find her a man today, and I cannot wait. So, Tessa, first up, what are you looking for?
Ooh, what am I looking for? I don't really know, to be honest, which is why I want to kind of test out the water, see what's out there. Like you said, I was in a really long-term relationship. I was engaged. We broke it off. I've been single for like a year, and a lot of these dating apps didn't really exist the last time I was single, and my friends are like, you have to get on them. They're so fun. I don't know what I'm doing.
So let's look at your profile. We're going to have Damona dissect it, okay? Because also, I want to tell you this. I know this little tidbit here. Tessa did not make her profile. Her friends made it for her. Is that number one? What do you think about that?
Well, it's better for you to sell the things that are great about you, but your friends know you best. So let's see what we got.
Okay. So here we got. Wait. Can we see that again? We missed it. Okay. So
you live in LA.
About you.
Uh-huh.
That's good. You like a breakfast burrito.
I find a good breakfast burrito.
And you watch The Office.
I love The Office.
And you hate traffic.
I love The Office. We could
What do you think of this, Damona?
Well, first off, I think we've done a good thing by starting the profile, starting off the new year. But we have some profile problems, Tessa.
Okay.
First of all,
lay it on me.
Wow. I noticed that you didn't fill out your bio at all. And the bio is where you talk about who you are and what you're looking for. So that's your first filter for finding the right person. You have to fill it out, be bold and be concise. And if you don't know what to say, don't worry. I have a profile starter kit on my website. I'll help you out in getting started.
So when you fill out a bio, it's not just sort of like a witty caption that sort of defines your personality. You're literally like, my name is this, I'm this age, and I'm looking to have babies within 8 months.
Like, how, stay your business.
How specific? But, no, I'm genuinely curious because I might make one too. I won't.
She
I
will.
Hope I won't. But how specific do you need to be in that bio?
You want the ability to say the baby's name.
No, okay,
you want to be clear about what you're looking for, but you also, it's the first entry to someone getting to know you.
Right.
So you have to keep it light, keep it fun, but say enough there that makes them want to actually message you. Because so many people are swiping and they're getting a lot of matches, but then everything dies in
yes.
the chat, right?
Yes.
So if you haven't said anything
don't act like
of
you
substance,
know you said you're not on an
well,
app.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I can imagine. I feel like even in the, I'm not on an app, but even with the men I'm speaking to, it's like I've been introduced to different people and it's the same thing. There's a conversation and then I'm usually really funny and they're not and it ends.
Okay. It's hard to find a match for you, but you have to be bold, like I said, and be concise. So say as much as you can with passion words and with
what's a passion word?
A passion word is I'm thrilled to be traveling to this place next year.
Okay.
And using like storytelling is what really draws them in.
Okay.
But I want to talk about the photos as
yeah.
well because
okay.
we have a problem
how
here
do you
with the photos.
Okay. You already noticed a problem with the photos. Go ahead.
Your friends are so sweet to do the profile for you,
oh,
but
beautiful.
They put themselves in a lot of the pictures. We have a lot of group shots. This one is a great shot, but you're wearing sunglasses, you're covering your face. You have to be the star of your profile, Tessa.
Yes.
Okay.
So
amen.
We can't have pictures
oh,
of other people.
Pretty.
We have to have great solo shots. And I also like to use color. I have something called the 3 C's.
Ooh.
And you need 4 to 6 photos, but they all have to fit within the 3 C's, color, context, and character. So color, you notice on that one great shot that you responded to, she's wearing red lipstick.
Yeah.
Men respond to the color red.
Do they?
Yes, they do. It's biological. And you also have to think of it as he's swiping through a bunch of little black dresses. Everybody is just blending into one another.
Got it.
But if you use color, you really stand out, and you have a chance of actually getting him to swipe right and then to message you.
Okay, question though,
Ooh.
Because her friends argue, we've already talked about her profile a lot, her friends argued that they wanted to have friend photos to show that she's sociable.
We already know that she's sociable. She's going out. She's out there on the dating app.
Right.
We don't need to see the profile
That's
photo with
true.
Her friends. They're making it about them.
Do
it's
they
about
need,
you.
Do all the photos need to be solo shots? All of them.
I prefer it.
Okay.
But you want to have a mix. You want to have context as well that's telling your life story through your photos. You know, we're in the Instagram life, and everybody says a picture speaks 1,000 words. So if you can tell what you're into through your photos, that's the best way to get someone interested in you. And then character. That's
yeah.
the one that a lot of people miss.
So,
showing your personality.
Yeah.
How do you attract a good, like a guy who's looking for a relationship instead of a guy who's just looking to hook up with you?
Well, according to dating app data, men respond to bikini shots. You get the
oh,
most messages
good.
If you put a bikini shot. But they've ranked
bikini
women
chef,
with
I don't have you. One.
Wait, wait, here's the catch though. They've ranked women that put pictures of dogs with dogs in their photos as more dateable.
Oh.
So that's what, if you want a relationship, you want to appear reliable, you want to appear like
maternal?
You can care for something else
but
other
I'm
than yourself.
I'm allergic to like every animal.
Okay.
Edit that out.
Cats,
edit
dogs.
That out. What do
we're
I do?
Have to work after this.
Hold an iguana.
Just lie. Just lie about it.
What if she
don't lie
like
on
a,
your profile,
like
though.
A teddy
bear. Like too childish. That's too childish. Don't do that. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she's a grown woman.
Yeah. Ignore my advice. I know nothing. Okay. Well, those are all very good tips.
Thank you
so much, Damona. Okay. If you guys want to find out more, listen to Damona's podcast, Dates and Mates, for more dating tips. And you can find her free profile starter kit at DamonaHoffman.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Coming up, Golden Globes nominee Roman Griffin Davis is here. He is up against stars like Leo DiCaprio, Eddie Murphy, Daniel Craig. He's only 12 years old. And he's adorable. We'll be right back.
Is he there?
Someday you'll meet someone special.
Why does everyone keep telling me that?
Who else tells you that?
Everyone. Anyway, it's a stupid idea.
You're stupid. Love is the strongest thing in the world.
I think you'll find that metal is the strongest thing in the world, followed closely by dynamite and then muscles. Besides, I wouldn't even know it if I saw it.
Oh my gosh, you're so adorable. He is the youngest nominee this year at the Golden Globes from Jojo Rabbit. Please welcome Roman Griffin Davis to the show. Roman.
I just have to say, yeah. I just saw the movie. I'm obsessed with you. I think I'm in love with you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Little creepy.
No, but you're seriously so talented.
Thank you.
Are in the best actor category with some of the biggest stars. Leonardo DiCaprio is in that category. How does that make you feel?
It's kind of funny because you see all their faces. And it's like Eddie Murphy, Taron Egerton, and then it's just my smug face like, my teeth poking out and just be like...
Trust me, they're all looking at you being like, man, I wish I was that talented that young.
Yeah.
But is it surreal? Has it seeped in yet?
I mean, it's still kind of crazy. Ricky Gervais is going to be there.
Yeah, are you so excited? Do you know what you're going to wear?
Matthew Vaughn has created me two suits, two Kingsman suits, and I'm going to wear that.
Oh.
And I also had an idea to dress up as a waiter.
Ooh.
So I could go around and bug all the actors.
That's a
like chill. a napkin over my arm.
Brilliant.
I think that's a great idea, yeah. But they're going to be bugging you because you're so great.
I mean, I'm just going to go around the whole table as like, be like,
hello.
Who are you most excited to see at the Golden Globes?
Probably all of them, really.
Yeah.
I think they're all great.
Yeah.
I mean, they are great.
It was so cool that you got to work with Scarlett Johansson. What was it like working with her?
She's a very good actress, clearly. So, she's a mother, and she was a child actress. So she could tell that I was scared, and she really made me feel, comfortable. And it was easy to act alongside her, so.
Did she give you any special advice? I loved the dynamic and chemistry that you had throughout the entire movie.
I took a lot of advice from all the actors and actresses. So it was just mostly how they prepared before they went on and about how much they showed and does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Like how much they really showed, like how little or how much they really had to provide in the scene. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
We got you.
When did you tell your parents, I want to act?
I was in the car. We just went to a restaurant to eat and we're coming home and I realized it was Sunday night. So depressing. I hate Sunday. It's like you finish school and then you realize the next day it's Monday.
I know, it's the worst. Sunday nights are the worst.
I know. So I was in the car and I was like, God, I gotta go to school tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how can I get out of school? I love my school, but I thought.
If I had a job.
I thought, yeah. I basically thought. So I can't do that same thing where I get the, you know, the thermometer and go by the line.
Oh, you do that?
No, oh, that's really
never.
No, no,
never.
I don't do that. I saw it in a cartoon. but I thought, I can't just go, mom, every time my mom walks in the door, oh, God. I hope she notices that. The cough. No, I thought I'd have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, my dad works in the film industry, and I thought, well,
maybe.
I mean, maybe I could work in the film industry. And then I thought, well, I can't do anything apart from act. And then I thought, well, and at that split second, I thought, Mom, can I have an agent?
Oh my goodness.
And so I started nagging for 6 months. And
wow.
Then I eventually got an agent.
Well, that was a good move.
Yeah, you really manifested this. This is incredible.
But it took 80 auditions to get the part.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was basically like a rejection program.
Well, that's pretty typical, just so you know.
Like,
a lot of actors say that. now, you have said that you want to work with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
he is going to be at the Globes. So are you going to try to run into him?
I mean, I love all the actors in the film industry, to be honest, because it's a really hard industry to, get a job in.
Yeah.
So
Just trying to bump it
mean,
up.
Yeah,
something like that. Just like, you know, Brad, I didn't mean to run into you there.
You know what you should do? Give him a hand hug. That always works.
Or like, I could do that thing where you trip up over him.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you're like the sympathy thing.
Well, we are so excited for you. Best
Thank
of
you.
Luck
Thank
this
you.
Sunday. Have so
Thank
much
you.
Fun and congratulations on all of your success. Remember, the Golden Globes air this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBC. And we'll have you covered all day long here at E at 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be counting down to the red carpet. Miss Erin Lim will be there.
Yeah,
then we're
going
to go live with Ryan and Juliana. And after the Globes, be sure to tune into the E After Party with the Nightly Pop crew. All right, up next, Jen Aniston, J-Lo, and Nicole Kidman are all nominated for Globes, but will their fashion game be on point? Our predictions are coming up. Let's talk about the Palm Spring Film Festival, shall we? Jennifer Lopez, Charlize Theron, and Renee Zellweger were all there accepting huge awards. So whose red carpet look was your favorite?
Mm. Oh, wow. This is not easy. I am going to go with Renee.
I'm going to go with Charlize. I love that.
And I'm going to go with J-Lo.
Look at us. We're all such different ladies.
I know. I guess J-Lo's is just romantic and not something you usually see her in. So I appreciated that.
And it is very Palm Springs. It feels very light. Like, even if it's cold in Palm Springs, it still always feels hot there to me.
Right, yeah.
So I feel like that's appropriate. I feel like Renee is very, like, obviously sleek black and sophisticated. It just seems interesting, and I like the way it looks on her. I do love Charlize's, though. It is very
cool.
What is
that? It's like the mesh.
It's like a netted mesh body thing.
Oh, I can't even. I didn't even notice that at first.
It's a really nice.
So it's actually long sleeve.
Chic, and I feel like long is appropriate because, you know, weather, but also, you know, show some skin because, like you said, Palm Springs, baby.
I know I've said this before, but Charlize is doing something different for every carpet this award season.
Yeah.
Like, for the last 6 months, every carpet she shows up to, it's something unique, it's something different, unexpected. This was like business and chic, and then the last one she had like shorts on and a leather jacket. It's like
more punk. She's very, I mean, that's like when you're truly A-list, you do those things seamlessly, and she does. And by the way, she looks like she's had 18 different haircuts, and she has not.
And she's trying to secure that trophy, you know?
She's gonna do it. She's gonna get a trophy of some kind.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this. Don't go away.
Did you see Bombshell?
Monday is a huge day here at E at 7 a.m. It is the big return of E! News live from New York. It is hosted by Scott Tweedy and Liliana Vasquez. You guys, it's going to be so good. You're going to absolutely love them. And then at 11 a.m., it's the debut of Pop of the Morning. They're going to go in-depth on today's top pop culture stories, so don't miss that. That is Monday. And the red carpet is going to be flooded with stars at the Globes, and that's where we'll get our first look at some A-list fashion. Okay, let's take a look down memory lane of some of the nominees. This is presented by AT&T. And Jennifer Aniston, let's talk about her first. So she pretty much always wears black.
Wow.
Big fan of black at the Golden Globes. Do you think she's going to switch things up this year?
Hey, look at that thigh-high slit. I want more of that.
I know. She's one of those few people that can wear black. I feel like people stay away from black, but it always looks so chic and sophisticated. I think she's going to change it.
You think so? Because this is a big year.
She also just did black on all of her carpets, promoting everything. I think this year it's going to be. I think it's going to be a neutral, but I don't think it's going
to
be black.
I think we all want her to change it up, just because we want her to change it up. But I feel like Jen's just going to stick with black.
She knows what she likes. She knows what she likes, and she knows what looks good, and it does always look really good.
Yeah, I would not be mad if she did any of these again.
Yeah.
Just something black.
The big leg slit with the off-the-shoulder one's my favorite.
Wow, so good. Same.
Okay, so this is not only J-Lo's second Globe nomination, but she has attended a bunch of times. So what kind of look do you think she's going to do?
There's a lot of golds and yellows.
She does. She's kind of got a theme going on, too.
Light-colored.
It's always glamour.
I think she'll do a color of some sort.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it might be like a teal or a pink. I'm going to call that out.
I feel like winners want to wear red. And she really wants to win, so I'm thinking she's gonna go red.
She'll go bold for sure. I agree.
Bold, bright color. Well, other than a red dress, 1 year, Scarlett Johansson, she typically keeps things neutral at the Globes. So do you think she is going to go neutral or wear bold color this year?
I think she might go neutral.
I think she's gonna go color.
Hmm. I think she's gonna go neutral as well.
I think color.
Yeah.
And Scarlett's a
neutral girl.
And it looks so good on her
right now, because her hair is always changing between like the dirty blonde, brunette-ish to the reddish.
And blonde. I think she's more blonde right now. Because even if you watch Marriage Story, her hair got lighter throughout the movie. Thank you. I think she's gonna be blonde and in color.
Or there's going to be a lip color.
Okay.
Neutral.
Reese Witherspoon, no stranger to this Golden Globes carpet. Wow, she kind of switches it up. We've done a couple yellows, a couple darks, and a little light. What is she going to wear this year?
I think she's going to go for a color, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like just her bold, fun personality. She's had such an incredible last couple years.
I think we're going to get a silver thing like she did in that last one.
I agree. I was going to say like a gold champagne. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, either way, it's all going to be very exciting. We'll be dissecting it all on Monday. That's it for today. We'll see you on Monday with the wildest moments and amazing fashion from the Golden Globes plus Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder is live in studio. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.